Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. Okay, so there's a trend with all the videos that I'm recording here. They're all different stories, they're all unique in their own right, but there does seem to be an overarching trend here. And that's, I guess, the ongoing reality of the left just simply losing their damn minds. Or as I like to say with the left, they're losing their collective mind. Because that's, of course, what they are. They're a collective, a hive mind of sort. And honestly, I understand it. I don't necessarily blame them. They spent all this time, you know, building up this sandcastle. Let's call it the sandcastle of government corruption or bloated government corruption. And now Donald Trump has come in and he's smashed the whole thing down. Or I guess you could say the red wave has come in and it's washed out the beach. And now their precious sandcastle is no more. It's all falling apart around them. And the latest update of this story is the end of their wasteful taxpayer-funded gravy train. Well, Donald Trump and Elon Musk are derailing that train in true Pete Buttigieg fashion, with Elon Musk now leading the charge in the latest move, putting a 90-day freeze on U.S. aid. That's right, a full pause on the unchecked, bottomless slush fund that the Democrats love to refer to as foreign aid. Let me show you guys exactly what's going on. We got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. Okay, so it's pretty simple what's happening here. For decades, at least in my view, U.S. aid has been one of the biggest scams going on in Washington. They market it as helping developing nations, but in reality, it seems to be just another globalist racket designed to funnel money to corrupt bureaucrats and NGOs. And it seems as though I'm not the only person who feels that way. Also, there's the discussion of whether or not the United States should be constantly spending money abroad when there's plenty of problems happening at home. And so basically, Donald Trump has tasked Elon Musk with doing a full audit. They're freezing U.S. aid for 90 days and trying to figure out exactly what's going on. They want to know where every penny goes. Seems quite responsible in my view. It's a massive government Goliath that's moving untold amounts of taxpayer dollars. The American people deserve to see what's under the hood, right? Well, I guess not if you're a Democrat. If you're a Democrat, it's apparently the worst thing to ever happen.
Elon Musk, you didn't create U.S. aid. The United States Congress did for the American people. And just like Elon Musk did not create U.S. aid, he doesn't have the power to destroy it. And who's going to stop him? We are. We're going to stop him. Elon Musk, you may have illegally seized power over the financial payment systems of the United States Department of Treasury, but you don't control the money of the American people. The United States Congress does that under Article 1 of the Constitution. Yes. And just like the president, who is elected to something, cannot impound the money of the people, we don't have a fourth branch of government called Elon Musk. And that's going to become real clear.
And, you know, I find it interesting what we're hearing from Democrats. We're not hearing, oh, all the payments are justified, everything that's going on, all we're doing is all kinds of good work, and every dollar is accounted for, and here's the proof. No, it seems very much as if they want to avoid that topic as much as possible, and they're just doing the typical Elon Musk derangement syndrome dance. He's a literal fascist. Oh, he's a fascist. It's a hostile takeover of the federal government.
Because what's happening right now is a hostile takeover of the U.S. government. There's no other way to describe it. It's happening clearly across our justice system, where just a few hours ago, a deadline passed for FBI employees to fill out a questionnaire detailing their involvement in January 6 cases. In other words, they were asked to fill out basically a loyalty test. That comes after an unprecedented purge of the FBI on Friday night, when the Trump administration forced out top FBI career officials, multiple FBI field office leaders, and a number of DOJ prosecutors who worked on January 6th cases. As you all know, it's not just law enforcement where there is a hostile government, hostile takeover of the government. And it's not a takeover at the hand of Trump alone. I mean, this takeover is also happening at the direction of his unelected best friend, Elon Musk. His latest target was the United States Agency for International Development. And that agency is the one that not only leads on humanitarian assistance around the world, but also works to combat corruption in foreign aid programs. It's a big part of what they do. I kind of see how that could make Elon Musk a bit uncomfortable.
I mean, give me a break. It's obvious what's happening. They're just having a full-blown meltdown because they've lost their access to the money spigot. They've spent decades blowing billions upon billions of dollars on useless projects. And now that there's an administration that has the guts to actually look into it, to do a full-on audit, again, look under the hood and show the American people where their taxpayer dollars are going, the Democrats are desperately scrambling to find a narrative to keep the scam going. And of course, they've defaulted to their typical, extremely lazy tactic, just pointing the finger at the other side and yelling fascism. It's always the same thing with these Democrats, right? Point the finger and yell fascism, or point the finger and yell racism. But this isn't fascist. It's not a hostile takeover of the federal government. No, it's again, the frickin' mandate. This is what I don't understand with these leftoids. They're acting so surprised, as if this is coming out of left field. Oh, it's coming out of nowhere. Jen Psaki said there was an unprecedented purge of the FBI. Unprecedented. Oh. You know, maybe to a certain extent that's true. There's no precedence for this happening before. It certainly is new. But to act surprised and shocked, how could this possibly happen? There's nothing shocking. This is literally what the people voted for. This is what Donald Trump ran on. Elon Musk presented Doge a long time ago. There were talks about reforming the CIA, the FBI, the IRS, shutting down the Department of Education. The ideas were presented during the election season, and now it's just the implementation. This is, whether Democrats like it or not, the will of the people. This is exactly what they voted for. And if you have a problem with it, Democrats, well then, I don't know, form an argument. You know, again, prove the legitimacy of all of these programs and projects. What's so complicated here? Well, it's obvious what's happening, isn't it? They can't. They know that a lot of this money's being laundered, a lot of this money's being funneled to NGOs, or a lot of the money that's being sent to foreign countries for the purpose of foreign aids to get to the people is going straight to corrupt politicians' pockets. And don't take my word for it. Just watch this amazing clip of a Ugandan woman explaining why foreign aid is actually more complex than it appears on the surface, and how she believes it's enabling corruption in her own country.
We have depended on US aid for over 60 years, and the moment the owners of the money say, let's take a 90-day pause that I audit where my money is going, suddenly the whole country goes into a frenzy. And this should be a moment of reflection for Uganda and the African continent in general. We have been asking for a very long time to be liberated from colonialism, neocolonialism, and now that the opportunity presents itself, for some reason, we are complaining. Because let's get something straight. Often the money given to us in foreign aid is lost to corruption, misuse, depleted and overrated salaries to particular individuals, or sometimes we lose billions of money that are unaccounted for. So it only makes sense that the donor is asking for an edit, and if that means pausing the amount of money coming in, they should. And I do understand the implications of this pause, because so many heavily funded healthcare projects run on US aid, but that should be a moment of reflection. This is just a 90-day pause. What would happen if the United States just said, we're not giving you money anymore? And within their rights, they can't do that because it is their money. It's high time Uganda and the African continent got themselves together and actually started looking for systems that are sustainable and not always depend on foreign aid, because we are struggling with debt. On top of that, we have constant aid, which doesn't necessarily help us to have a more independent system. Instead of writing paragraphs of why this is a bad move, we should essentially realize that, oh, we are actually in a bad situation and we cannot always depend on aid because it can go any day.
So there you have it. Supposedly, a lot of the money isn't actually helping people. It's just making corrupt elites even richer. And according to her logic, even contributing to imperialism. And honestly, you'd have to be naive not to know that. Just look at the Middle East. How many times have we seen humanitarian aid end up in the hands of terrorists? Congress sends billions of dollars meant for infrastructure projects. And then, oh, suddenly, terrorist groups have brand new weapon stockpiles and bombs. Give me a freaking break. This isn't a hostile takeover of the government. It's a good faith audit. I'm less concerned about Elon Musk and more concerned about these Democrats who seem oddly suspicious in their reaction. They're basically arguing to keep it all hidden. You know, as Jamie Raskin said, you don't get to decide how money is spent. Congress does. They want you to just close your eyes, shut up, and let them keep operating in the shadows. They don't want you to peek behind the door. And that, again, is highly, highly suspicious. Anyways, that's pretty much what I got for you guys on this one. Hopefully you enjoyed the video. If you did, make sure to leave a like and possibly subscribe. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.